Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for July 10th, 2017. The new BER airport won't open until 2018 at the earliest because the sprinkler system is still being worked on. According to a study of the Roland Berger Consultancy Group, even a 2019 opening will be difficult as there are too many constructional defects. In the meantime, the support for keeping the Tegel Airport open is growing. In April, a petition easily reached more than the 174,000 required signatures for triggering a public referendum. Last week, 80% of the Berlin CDU members voted for continuing operation at Tegel, and on Friday, Germany's traffic minister Alexander Dobrindt from the CSU expressed his support as well. According to a statement from the Federal Department of Traffic, the capacities of the BER airport won't be high enough in the next couple of years. This is why it should be examined if the economical and legal framework could be created to keep TXL open. The Berlin Senate expressed criticism and wants to know if Dobrindt's statements were aligned with Chancellor Merkel. Members of the Green Party and Left Party accused the CSU representative of election campaigning. There wouldn't be a legal alternative other than closing TXL as soon as the new airport is operational. On Sunday morning, a van that was possibly loaded with art by Picasso and Hundertwasser burned down on the A100 Stadt Autobahn. The reason for the fire was a technical defect. While the driver could leave at the Tempelhofer Dom exit and remained unharmed, most of the art was destroyed by the fire. The man wanted to put the items up for auction, and the estimated damage is tens of thousands of euros. An outbreak of the hepatitis A infection, which causes liver inflammation, is mainly affecting the gay scene in Berlin. 96 incidents were registered since the end of 2016, and in 83% of the cases, the infected stated that they have sex with men. The only effective protection against the virus is vaccination. Condoms do not protect enough. The Legeso has started a campaign on scene websites to inform about the illness, as there are several LGBTQ events in July, including the Christopher Street Day Parade on July 22nd. The outbreak in Berlin is unprecedented. Usually hepatitis A is common in developing countries, often caused by contaminated water. Unlike other forms of the virus, it does not have long-term consequences. The Senate reported on Saturday that 130 police from Berlin were injured during the G20 protests in Hamburg. Last weekend's summit that hosted the most powerful economic countries from around the globe was overshadowed by an outbreak of violence between police and protesters. Several stores were looted and cars were set on fire. Both police and left activists are blaming the other side for starting the provocations that led to the riots. Berlin's Mayor Michael Müller from the SPD denounced the propensity of violence by the vandalizers, stating that a democracy has to sustain criticism but must not legitimize breach of laws, criminal acts, violence, and destruction. The acts would need to be punished with all possibilities of a lawful state. 30 imams from all over the world started a week-long bus tour in Paris to demonstrate against religious-motivated terrorism. The first stop was Berlin's Breitscheidplatz on Sunday, where the men honored the victims of the December truck attack. The participants want to set an example for human brotherhood against terrorism. They believe Islam should not be left in the hands of barbarians and murderers. Further stops on the tour are places that fell victim to previous attacks, like Brussels, Nice, and Toulouse. The group is expected to be back in Paris on Bastille Day, July 14th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.